This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, as the expanded DJV show is on the air, let me introduce the ladies who are here on the DJV experience to you. Jennifer Horn. Jennifer,
hello.
Take a bow. It is a hello, yes. And then there's Victoria Keevan, who gets a hello.
How good day.
Good day, yes. And Kara Schiller, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, is here with good day wishes as well. I guess you're...
Hi, good day. What's up?
Very enthused about being here. How's that, ladies and gentlemen? A round of applause for the people who are alive. And welcome to the DJV. Say it again, Doug. Oh. I don't know how long it's taken me to. We've been doing this for a year, right? How long? The DJV thing still doesn't flow off of my tongue the way I would like it to. The fact that people are paying attention to what we're doing is sort of a nice twist. I want to say hello to Bob Hunsicker, who's in Red Lion, Pennsylvania, who says, Doug, want to acknowledge your program, such interesting subject matter, and you have such a laid-back approach, and your comments are important. I enjoy the show whenever I can catch it on WSBA 910 in York. You speak occasionally about your farm. Helps us relate as we manage some property of our own. Thanks for doing what you do, and hope you continue.
It'll take a lot of work.
Note.
It is a nice note. And it'll take a lot of work to get rid of me, Robert. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, boy.
Got to work on it. That's the good news. All right. So let's see here. Who has the good news from science? Apparently, there's been a study which now helps us understand how to stop traffic jams. That has to be a Jennifer story because of the traffic jams in Los
Angeles.
In L.A.,
and it takes me now an hour minimum to get home from work. It's so ridiculous. Los Angeles, I don't even know if science can crack this code, but scientists claim that they know how. There are a record number of Americans that are traveling around, of course, this summer. We just got through with Independence Day. This week will continue to be kind of a traffic nightmare as people are moving back and forth from place to place for the holiday. Scientists are sitting in the same traffic with you, and they've studied how traffic jams start and how we can stop them. So they found that all it takes to create a standstill is one driver. Boy, I could have told them that.
Yeah.
For instance, if someone slams on their brakes, drivers immediately behind that vehicle will likely slam on their brakes to avoid an accident. So as more drivers slow down, the likelihood of coming to a full stop increases for individuals farther away from the original incident, from that original driver. One MIT scientist suggested this would be less of a problem if drivers monitored how much space they give cars in front and behind them. If vehicles have a fixed space, so the same amount of room in between the front and the back of the car, they can move more easily. In one experiment, drivers were asked to drive in a circle at the same speed. It started off smoothly, but when one driver failed to maintain that uniform speed, then a backup occurred. So in the future, we've got self-driving cars coming along. Maybe this could help. They could be pre-programmed to maintain certain distances from other cars. But until then, if you want to avoid a traffic jam, give your neighbor a little extra room on the road.
I have a lot of feelings about this story. Having just driven through a horrible traffic on Sunday night, Monday night, it's always some aggressive, and I'm sorry to say this, but it's some aggressive guy who needs to, you know, he speeds up and rides on somebody's trunk and then slams on the brake and causes this huge commotion in back of him. And instead, you're not going to get there any faster than anyone else. Just give a little space, take a little bit more time, and then everyone traffic stays. It makes total sense to me.
Right, I just I think exception.
Oh, is it you? Are you that guy?
No, I'm not that guy. I'm actually a very good driver, although my passenger, not necessarily that she agrees with that. The problem most of the time, in my experience, are children, young people who are just getting their license, who are afraid. Either they're afraid, and that's horrible. You can't drive and be good if you're afraid. Or they're cocky, and they, oh, I don't know how to drive a car, and they don't know how to drive. Most people today who are Kara's age and younger, I would say, are just impractically unaware.
It's funny because everyone
of cars.
Because most people I see on the road, and you know, since I'm driving during rush hour, are my age or older. Mm. And I don't know.
You're driving in a rush hour. You go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you talking about, rush hour?
Okay. Well, I also drive during rush hour occasionally.
Oh.
And I don't know. I just it's not even because I'm being defensive about it. I just think that everyone is on their phone and everyone is driving.
And I have to agree with Kara on this. I'm on the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway every weekend, and I don't ever see it's not a young person, you know, four teenage boys in a car. That's not the problem. It's the older, aggressive guy who thinks his car is invincible and he's got a big engine or whatever, and that's the guy.
Wait a minute.
That's the guy.
And the people that I see who are scared and driving slowly on the road are not young people either. It's
you guys are
really
totally
old people.
Missing out on who it really is. It's the
who
foreigners.
Is it, Jennifer?
It's the foreigners.
It's
the illegal immigrants. Yes.
Oh boy.
Yes.
But actually, you know, with this story, this is all common sense, and I agree it would fix the problem. But what is the likelihood that all of us are going to be fine with just driving 50 miles an hour? Like, everyone driving the exact same speed with the same amount of space in front of them.
I might chop off my right arm to drive 50 miles an hour every day home. I'm driving 10, so okay. 50 sounds pretty darn good to me. I take it. I would take a compromise.
So how often, Jen, when you're driving in, like, the super slow freeway traffic in L.A., how often do accidents and fender benders happen?
Every day.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen to the SIG alerts. Traffic in Los Angeles is nuts. But there are things that we're not taking into account here having to do with age, young and or old. How many times do we hear the story about the 80-year-old guy whose foot slipped off the brake and he crashes into the car, into the other car, or into the remember the Third Street Promenade thing from a couple of years ago, Jennifer? That old guy.
Yeah, that was an old guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And Chris Berman from ESPN, his wife was just killed because an 87-year-old man who should not have been on the road ran her off the road, and you know they both were killed.
And do you know, I've said this. There are a couple of more things, if I may, here. One of them has to do with me. I'm sort of chuckling to myself because I've said this any number of times. Most popular car these days in China is a Buick. Also, the most popular, if that's the word, the most frequently the brand of car most frequently involved in accidents is a Buick. For whatever the reason, however, you look at the stats around our country.
Well, you know those Asian drivers.
Well, old Asian drivers. So,
well, young Asian women drivers too. I'm going to stereotype them as well. If I see a young Asian woman driver, and I have friends who, you know, who also we joke about this. I have a friend from Hong Kong, and she's like, "Oh God, Asian women are the worst drivers." But it's true.
If you're driving in Florida right now and you're behind some old woman,
oh boy,
who's
look out.
Driving slowly in the passing lane, the old gray hairs down there. That's where they're the worst offenders. So you drive anywhere. I've been driving all over Florida all of my life, and it is the most annoying thing to get on the highway where my friend John is in Melbourne. You go down the Space Coast Highway, whether it's the V-Line out to Orlando, or you're going south on 95 or Route 1. You get behind these people, especially when you get closer in, like in where Jupiter is or North Palm Beach or, well, Palm Beach Gardens, Williams sister, what's her first name? Begins with
Venus.
A V. Venus.
Venus, yeah.
Got involved in a wreck the other day.
Right.
She T-boned some guy in Palm Beach Gardens, and I'm willing to bet you that whoever was in that car that was in the middle of the intersection was somebody that was older than dirt. And one of the guys in the car died, I think, as a result.
Well, it was actually the opposite. They T-boned her. She was the one in the middle of the intersection.
Right. Oh.
But yes, they were. The people in the other car were older, and I don't know if that had anything to do with it because they determined, I think it was her fault. But
yeah, they did determine that. So here's the bottom line, though. This it seems to me, skirts beyond anything and everything that we have said about this. The fact that people who are driving are as thoughtless. You mentioned, I think all of you in one way or another mentioned on the phone. I am guilty of that. I get every
That's
time
the
I'm
problem.
In the car. I'm
distracted
on the phone
by it, driving
all
up.
The time. Yesterday, I was driving back. I was bringing a baler from one field to another, and I was on the phone, and I swear to you, I couldn't remember. I remember starting, leaving the field, getting on the road, making a phone call. I was on the phone for most of the trip back to the next field. And I remember, and I find this happens all the time when I'm driving, let's say, coast to coast, long trip. I'm on the phone most of the time. I could tell you, I remember when we used to go, Meredith's headed to Florida, I'm going to California. We're on the phone for 8 hours, and I don't remember anything of the trip. But the more important thing is, but I will not pick up, I will not use my iPhone. I'll use the flip phone, but I will not use the iPhone. I will not do it unless I'm stopped someplace. I will absolutely not do it. That really is a distraction. And think about how thoughtless it is. Most accidents are thoughtless, and when you think about the pain and suffering if somebody gets hurt, but even if not, when you're sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, like in Los Angeles, and you get these fender benders in the middle of the, on the left-hand side, the right-hand side, wherever they are, there is oftentimes, we're talking about people giving up an hour of their lives sitting in traffic because of some thoughtless son of a bee who wasn't paying attention, driving too fast, whatever it is that causes the problem. Most people don't think about it in those terms. You have cost, in some cases, thousands of people thousands of hours of their lives by you being such a, I can't say it, selfish.
It is very selfish, yep.
Accidents are caused by selfish people who are taking your time away from you. There ought to be some recompense when somebody creates a circumstance. I mean, how are you going to get everybody's name and address? But something, you know, should happen. It's just not right to take. That's what somebody said to me.
So, were you willing not to talk
about.
on the phone anymore?
I don't cause accidents.
But the problem is that someday you might.
That's somebody else's thing. I mean, that's what somebody else is going to say. I'm fine. I can handle my cell phone and all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, everyone who's been in an accident doesn't think that they're going to get in an accident, and they don't do it intentionally. So I think the idea is that, yeah, it sucks when it wastes everyone's time, but I think that at some point, and hopefully, you know, you don't want it to be you, but at some point it's probably going to be your fault that something happens.
Not me. 19 okay. past the hour. Oh, conversation over.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Beam Self
self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Coming up to 24 after the hour, music time in this hour, where they focus first on Deborah Harry, a.k.a. Blondie. Crank this up. This is a great pop song. So, what was there about Blondie that set her off at the beginning? Is it her big voice? Was it her demeanor? She's quite the character. But she's been around for, what, 30 years? Blondie, at least since
the 80s. Also had, like, the hot looks that went along with a great voice.
Oh, yeah, did she?
She was kind of a sex symbol, right?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Doug thought so.
Doug thought so, yeah.
She has announced a new UK tour to support her album Pollinator, which dropped last month. The record debuted at number 4 in England upon its release. The new dates follow the band's high-profile support for Phil Collins in Hyde Park last week. In conjunction with the tour announcement, Blondie is also selling special limited edition Pollinator Save the Bee t-shirts. So this is a whole big deal because she's trying to save the bees, and that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Proceeds from sales of the shirt will go directly to helping raise awareness of the decline in the bee population by promoting organizations dedicated to conserving and improving the health of pollinators. So you thought at first that pollinator was somehow a reference to the Terminator. Well, in a sense, we're terminating the bees by using all that stuff from these bastards at Monsanto and Dow.
Yeah.
And, you know, is that too sharp for me to call them bastards?
No, I don't think so.
Too late, by the way.
Yeah. But it's interesting because Blondie is one of those legacy, iconic kind of groups that's really translated into a whole new generation.
Yeah.
This t-shirt was trending yesterday all over social media.
Really?
Instagram. Yeah, people are really going nuts for this, and they're really supporting Deborah Harry's message with pollination and bees and saving the bees. So it's kind of cool that she's mixing in, you know, social causes with great new music.
Three different versions of the shirt available on blondie.net. B-L-O-N-D-I-E, blondie.net for $30. Limited time offer, blondie.net. I, she was at Uri's wedding, and I met her, and she and Uri were friends. She's a...
do you call her Blondie, or do you call her something else?
No, I, when I meet her, I said...
Hey, nice to meet you, Blondie. I mean, do you say that?
No. It's nice to meet you, Ms. Harry. What I said was, what I remember was Ms. Harry, I think is what I called her.
Yeah,
I,
as your knees were buckling.
I know. Were you speechless?
She was a very interesting lady. I'll tell you that. Mick Jagger, speaking of interesting people from England, says a newspaper editorial responsible for helping him avoid prison for a drug offense in 1967. He told the Times of London that he'd been sentenced to 3 months in the slammer, not because of the severity of his crime, but because band members were being scapegoated by older generations who are critical of their lifestyle. Gee, that happens? Come on. There's a story in the Times, basically an editorial that underscored the point, saying that Jagger ought to be treated exactly the same as anybody else. He told the newspaper, the editorial got me out of jail. One day it dropped, the next thing I know I was out. Man, he's 73 now. How many times do you think he got into a... these guys, it would seem to me, they were in and out of jams all the time. I would have thought anyway. I still don't see what people, what women see in these guys. Wow. I saw a picture of Rod Stewart and his wife. He'd been with her for quite a while. I don't get it. Honestly, don't understand it. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. It's time to get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you and your pets. First of all, prevention. As far as prevention goes, I have found that fleas are much less likely to attack a pet who's in good health and has a healthy coat. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin. It's easier for them to burrow and get to the blood. Brushing your pet on a regular basis may also help, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. Check your pet regularly using what I call Warren's White Towel Test. Take your pet, roll them around in a white towel. You'll see brown specks. If you put them on a wet paper towel and they turn red, well, that just tells you it's flea poop and you have a problem. If you're going to be using some of the products on the market, always follow the manufacturer's label directions and never mix products. For example, it says for cats, don't use on dogs and vice versa. Treat the environment and your pet at the same time. Speak with your veterinarian about some of the new items on the market. And yes, it's possible to have a flea-free summer with your best friends. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Good thing is that you have found the good news, the good program on the radio is called the DJV Show, the DJV Experience. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, as in Keelan, at C. Schillen, as in Kara, at Doug Steffen, as in Dudley. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Here to bring you up to date. The good news from my perspective is that the president, in all of the hoopla about what's this and that and the other thing, the National Space Council, Buzz Aldrin, is someone who's been working on Trump. The last couple of go-rounds, he wasn't successful, didn't get Bush to do anything, and didn't get Obama to do anything, but has gotten Trump to sign the executive order to revive the National Space Council, which was in the Kennedy years, and the Lyndon Johnson, one of the few things that Johnson did that made good sense was the Space Council. So Pence is going to lead that group. This is all about science. This is all about industry. This is about the American leadership that we've had in space. There's a coordination that will take place between civil, commercial, and military projects to shape the future of NASA. In other words, Trump wants to, and so do most of the people that are involved in this, bring in the people like Elon Musk and SpaceX and Jeff Bezos, who's got something called Blue Origin. I don't know much about that.
I don't either.
Anybody know anything about that?
No.
Not much, no.
So all these
but if he's attached to it,
money.
I'm sure it's good.
Yeah. Well, they put a lot of their dough into this because they see that this is going to be something down the road that's going to be extremely profitable and important. So Buzz Aldrin, who was from Apollo 11, was with Trump when he made his announcement and signed the thing. Remember, he was the second man to walk on the moon? This is a guy who's been around and had been very visible all through the years. Aldrin responded, Trump put his signature on the paper, and he said, there's a lot of room out there, right? When he referred to this, Trump has the silliest things he says sometimes. Aldrin said, to infinity and beyond, which drew laughter. I thought, yeah, under the circumstances, it's kind of like, it sounds like a little bit out of a movie, but it's cool. It's very, very cool. When I think of celebrity, I think of Aldrin. I've interviewed him two or three times. He does like the spotlight. He's kind of a hamburger. But he really is, he's become the symbol of tradition there. That's kind of cool. Speaking of tradition, some of you will say, yuck. Other people will say, oh, that's interesting. Although I find this hard to believe that Bill and Hillary Clinton would walk into a Broadway play and just walk down the aisle and expect nobody would either notice or pay attention to them as they were brought down the aisle. Hillary, she said she was looking for a quiet night on the town. And she and Bill were
so
going
to... So what better way to do it than go to a Broadway show?
But, you know, I mean, I'm in New York City, and that's something that happens... every
yeah,
night.
Celebrities go to these things all
the
time.
Yeah, and no one bothers them. And so that is, that's not really that far-fetched. That,
we love you, Hillary! It was being shouted from the, we love you! We love you. She waved and Bill waved, and so there you go. Anyway, I got a chuckle out of looking. I probably would have not mentioned it because there's certainly polarization on either side. I'm interested in what Oslo is about, the play that they went to see.
I have heard so many great things about it. I think it won some Tonys this year.
Yeah.
But, people just seem to love it.
Huh.
I don't even know who's in it, actually. I don't know if there's anyone famous in it. It's just it's a hot show right now.
But you see, this is New York. Think about it this way. This is what just, as I was reading this, I'm thinking, okay, they're clapping for her. And, oh, it's great. This is New York. But didn't Pence go to Hamilton and he got booed?
No, the cast, I think he did, but I think, didn't the cast say, I'm not saying he didn't, I'm just saying the cast made it worse, and the cast talked about, you know, policy and stuff after the show, which was very inappropriate, so I think that was the add-on to why that was so bad.
Yeah, okay, anyway, just checking it out. As long as we're in the celebrity stable here, the ladies were talking off the air about Maria Menounos and her mother, isn't that how you pronounce her name?
Menounos. Yeah, Maria Menounos.
Yeah, she's been around for quite a long time. Think about this for a second. For those of you who don't know the story, she and her mother both have brain cancer, tumor. And I saw, and I thought to myself, well, the mother has had problems all along. But is there, this would be something we'd have to ask one of our doctors, if it's possible for something like this to be hereditary. Anybody know?
Well, I think so. I think maybe even that's why she got checked. Hers was not cancer, by the way. Hers was a tumor that she had removed, but she posted a picture up on Instagram with her mom, who lost her hair. She's got an incision on her head, so obviously her mom fighting that battle.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Victoria.
Yes.
Apparently, R2, I didn't understand this because I saw R2-D2 on the 4th of July celebration. So if R2-D2 was
you
on...
You did?
They had the Star Wars thing, music from Star Wars, and they had R2-C3PO and R2-D2, but apparently R2-D2 was auctioned off and got a lot of money. So how could you...
Yeah, well, the original R2-D2, the set prop, which he was made from metal and fiberglass during the first trilogy in the 70s, he was just auctioned off for $2.75 million as a set prop. The auction also included some other cool props, Luke Skywalker's original lightsaber from Episode 4, A New Hope, and he also used it again in Episode 5, and Darth Vader's helmet from the premiere film. The first time you see Darth Vader's helmet, that helmet was also auctioned off, and R2 went for more money than all of that, which is kind of interesting. He now joins a very impressive list of celebrity iconic memorabilia, including Marilyn Monroe's white dress that she wore in The 7-Year Itch. That sold for $4.6 million. That still holds the top spot, and R2 took fourth place behind James Bond's Aston Martin from Goldfinger, which went for $4.4
million. Wow.
So the Hollywood memorabilia game is still very strong.
Yep, sure is, under the circumstances. What people pay for something.
What do you do with R2-D2? Do you put them in your living room?
Yeah, your living room.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like at least an Aston Martin. Hopefully it's in some kind of working condition, and maybe you can drive it around once or twice.
Right.
That reminds me of the original Aston Martin that Sean Connery used in the first James Bond movie, sold for some crazy amount of money.
Mm.
And there are three or four now. They created three or four. As a matter of fact, there was one created or rebuilt for Skyfall, wasn't it?
Yes, that was a cool scene, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When it gets unveiled, and that was awesome.
Yeah, it was. All right, speaking of awesome, I would like you, ladies and gentlemen, to think about your health and how awesome it is to have good health. Without your health, you got nothing. My father used to say that, and I used to think he was crazy, kind of like my grandmother used to say, God was everywhere, look at the trees and the grass and stuff, and I thought she was nuts as well. Well, it turns out neither of them were nuts. They were both right. My father certainly, when it comes to health, understood, and unfortunately, toward the end, he lived to be 91. That's not bad, but his problem was circulation. His problem was having a circulatory blood issue. And I would like you to avoid that problem. I would certainly like to avoid it. That's why I'm on Superbeats. That's why Victoria is on Superbeats. That's why Jennifer uses Superbeats every day, and Kara as well. And there's nothing wrong with any of us, well, at least not physically, maybe a few other things. But in terms of our physicality, we're all great specimens. But you know what? It's smart to hold on to that, isn't it? Wouldn't you say, people say, well, there's nothing wrong with me. Why would I take it? That's just the point. Ladies and gentlemen, you take it to keep your blood pressure where it needs to be. It supports healthy blood flow, Superbeats does, because it converts those little powdered beet droplets into nitric oxide. It's the best way, the strongest way nature has to give us the help that we need to keep our blood flowing. Healthy blood pressure, healthy circulation of the blood. This is from beets, for God's sake. They're non-GMO beets that are grown, cooked, and they're dried and powdered, and you get a canister that has a 30-day supply in it, and you put a teaspoon every day into a glass of water or into a smoothie, and you'll feel your body's cardiovascular system enhance. You'll get more stamina, more energy, right to the core. Professional athletes, college athletes, trust Superbeats to help them. You can be your best just like they are by taking the superfood Superbeats. Here you go. This is what you have to do. You call 800-655-4183 or online to DougLikesBeets.com. With your first order, you'll get a bonus 30-day supply. You'll get free shipping, guarantee to work, or money back. Guarantee. This is a product. I mean, these people couldn't be this good, nor, frankly, would we be as enthusiastic about it. And we use it in different ways every day, and every part of our life has been enhanced by having Superbeats. DougLikesBeets.com. Find out what we like about it. Call 800-655-4183 if you prefer reorders there, or reorders too at DougLikesBeets.com.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. It's Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
All right, time to check out the sports news. Jen Jen starts with her dearly beloved Tom Brady in her focus. This is pretty serious.
You make him sound dead, dearly beloved.
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on.
Well, he's got this concussion problem that needs
that we didn't know about until his wife, Gisele Bündchen, revealed in an interview with CBS. She said that her husband had suffered concussions during the 2016 season. According to Gisele, she said he has concussions pretty much every... I mean, we don't talk about it. Oh, whatever that means. That was an interview with Charlie Rose. She continued on. But he has concussions, and I don't really think it's a healthy thing for your body to go through. You know, that kind of aggression all the time that cannot be healthy for you. I'm planning on having him be healthy and do a lot of fun things when we're 100, I hope. Now, on Sunday, Tom Brady finally addressed what Gisele said, but still stopped short of saying he had suffered a concussion during the season. When asked about her comments during an interview on ESPN, he said... She's there every day. I mean, we go to bed in the same bed every night. Yeah, rub it in, Tom. So I think she knows when I'm sore. She knows when I'm tired. She knows when I get hit. We'll drive home together from games, but she knows how well I take care of myself. She's a very concerned wife and very loving. Tom Brady didn't say his wife was wrong, but he noticeably avoided the mention of concussion. So more fuel on that fire.
Mm. Hi, Victoria. The Royals... And pitcher Nathan Carnes in the sports news.
Yeah. Well, Nathan Carnes...
a record.
Yeah. He's been on the disabled list since May 21st with a forearm issue. And the team is taking a cautious approach with him before they get him back in the game. I think he may have done something, or last week he had, I think, maybe played an inning. But in the meantime, the 29-year-old is doing what he can to keep his jaw and his cheeks in top shape by chewing a lot of gum. A lot of gum. TV camera caught him in the Kansas City dugout struggling to chew such an enormous wad of what appeared to be double bubble gum, and it was just coming out of his mouth. It was insane. So, of course, the press saw that, and they asked him, and they said that he had crammed 51 pieces of gum in his mouth. That sounds like a lot, but apparently that's not even the Kansas City record. So he wouldn't say who actually holds the record, but he is apparently trying to break the record. So he's, I guess they had to confirm with Guinness of the Guinness Book of World Records to see how many pieces of gum at one time, and it's not 51. So he still has a ways to go.
How many pieces of gum
can
you chew and get it stuck as it comes out on your thumb? And before the hour. This is DJV. Bumpty Bump TV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know? And did you care? That a snail can sleep for 3 years, Warren.
Yes, I knew that, and I kind of think I would like to be a snail for a while.
Really? Did you know that a shark is the only fish that can blink with both eyes? Same time?
I didn't know sharks blink.
Ah, listen. You're listening to the guy in the know and on the go. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
See? Look at this. I'm the smartest guy on the block, apparently, today, because I know something about some animal Warren, did you know that some cows have five teats?
I did know that.
Oh, you did? Okay, all right. I didn't get too much on you. Warren is here to...
Are cows supposed to only have four?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But once in a while, there's a malformation or a need to take care of five calves at once. I'm not sure which is the preference there. Shh. Everybody quiet now. The dog is sleeping, and I don't want to wake him up for a minute until after we've had these words. And then your dog needs to come to attention to hear what Warren has to say about how well you take care of your dog right after these words.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the 1 gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy, just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
All right, so Warren, apparently this report that's out this week suggesting that American waistlines are expanding along with your pet. There's a State of the Pet Health Report finding 1 in 3 pets are overweight or obese. The annual report cites details, 2.5 million dogs, 500,000 cats, who visited facilities across the country, and they're all weighed and they're all measured and all that sort of thing. So what's the story? What are you?
It's hard for people to accept it. It's hard for my mother to accept. I was a chubby kid. I was never chubby. I was big bone. I hear that all the time. My dog's not fat. He's big bone. Anyway, the bottom line is a couple of things. Number one, unless your dog has some physical ailment, if your dog or cat is overweight, it's your fault. That's simple. You're either overfeeding, under-exercising, and this is the big one that a lot of people don't talk about. People don't understand. There's a lot of misconceptions about what pet obesity is all about. However, last year alone, you ready for this? They spent $16 billion in veterinary service to take care of their animals. Almost 50% of dogs and cats are obese. You know, it's interesting. In the 70s, the first book I ever wrote, I started seeing it back then, the first book I ever wrote, Holt, Reinhart & Winston, if you remember the company, was called Pet Aerobics. It was an exercise book for dogs and cats. And I remember getting a 4-page spread in People magazine calling me the Jane Fonda of the pet world. I didn't look like Jane Fonda, but I exercised with the dogs. Anyway, the bottom line is that people need to understand that dogs need exercise and dogs need a regular diet. And if your dog is gaining weight, you need to cut back. And if he's losing weight, you need to add more. It's that simple, unless there's some physiological reason.
All right, now, from weight to girlfriends and boyfriends, do cats and dogs have boyfriends and girlfriends?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My dog used to swoon the dog next door. Absolutely. He would bring over flowers. I'm joking. But he would go over there and they would look at each other for hours through the fence, and then we'd let them play together and they'd go on like little play dates together. I honestly believe, I don't know why we think as humans we're the only one who has the emotion to date, to love, to feel that. Yes, animals date. Animals have boyfriends and girlfriends. It's not crazy. Go to any place you want and look at two dogs that have known each other for a long time. They're excited to meet each other. More excited than I was to meet my dates when I was younger.
Really? And the same thing can be said for horses, I think, and cows.
Oh, the bond. Doug, you would know better than anyone about the way cows bond with each other. I know horses bond tremendously. Cows, I'm not that familiar with, but I'm sure cows bond just as well.
Yeah, they do. They're very interesting. And I have this year some brown cows and some black cows, and I've said this before, and people laugh at me. The black cows stay in one part of the pasture. The brown cows stay in there another part of the pasture. They don't mingle much until it comes time. Yeah, it is. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.